George W. Bush and Richard Cheney have been certified the winners of the 2004 presidential election. Lawmakers held a joint session of Congress yesterday to certify the Electoral College votes. For only the third time in history, one state's votes were challenged. An official objection to Ohio's 20 electoral votes sparked debate in both the House and the Senate, as NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Under the rules, a member of each chamber of Congress has to object for a state's electoral votes to be challenged. And so Ohio Congresswoman Stephanie Tubbs Jones sought out a senator and got the help of California's Barbara Boxer. When the two Democrats submitted their official objection, read here by House Reading Clerk Paul Hayes, they triggered a process that had been dormant for more than 30 years.
We, a member of the House of Representatives and a United States Senator, object to the counting of the electoral votes of the state of Ohio on the ground that they were not, under all of the known circumstances, regularly given.
In other words, Tubbs Jones and Boxer contended that problems at the Ohio polls on November 2nd invalidated many votes. Their objection sparked debates in the House and Senate. Boxer said there were too many voting irregularities to ignore.
So now it seems to me that under our great Constitution of the United States of America, that we swear allegiance to uphold, which guarantees the right to vote, that we must ask certain questions.
Many Democrats told stories of voting problems, long lines at the polls, tossed out provisional ballots, faulty electronic voting machines. They said the purpose of their objection was to air these issues in open congressional debate, not to attempt to overturn President Bush's victory. But Republicans, like Ohio Senator Mike DeWine, said if that was their intent, they should have chosen a different process.
I find it almost impossible to believe that we're actually standing on the floor of the United States Senate today, engaged in a debate over whether or not George Bush won Ohio in the presidential election.
DeWine and others explained Ohio's votes have been recounted and have still yielded a win for Mr. Bush. Republicans charged Democrats with sour grapes, not only from this election, but from 2000 as well. Florida Congressman Rick Keller had some blunt words for Democrats.
Mr. Speaker, there's a wise saying we've used in Florida over the past 4 years that the other side would be wise to learn. Get over it.
Still, Democrats insisted they didn't want to just gripe, that they hope to build momentum for further election reform. After the 2000 election debacle, lawmakers passed in 2002 the Help America Vote Act. It mandated that states update voting machines and created some minimum federal election standards. But with many problems reported on November 2nd in Ohio and other places around the country, Democrats like House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi said Congress should keep working.
As elected officials, we have a solemn responsibility to improve our election system and its administration. We cannot be here again 4 years from now discussing the failings of the 2008 election.
Election reform, however, is not on Republican leaders' list of top priorities for the coming 2 years. And since they control the House and Senate, Democrats may have a tough time pushing the issue. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.